Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Talking with Heroes talk show program. I am Bob Calvert, the founder, and I am honored once again to host another program here on Talking with Heroes. For those of you who are listening for the first time, I kind of like what I think it was Andy that says on his show, do a little housekeeping. I think I've heard that with other talk show hosts too, so I'm going to adopt that one. But just for people who have listening for the first time, our website addresses are talkingwithheroes, H-E-R-O-E-S.com. Plus, we have an online news site, thankyouforyourservice.us. We have been on the air now for a little over nine years. I started this back in December 2005 and with an audio program, kind of like what we've been doing here for the last 2.5 years now. And from 2006 to 2011, everything I did was video on 5 trips to Iraq and 3 to Afghanistan, going out on missions with many brigades, units, all over the different countries, out in the outside the wire, inside the wire. We did a lot, though, on missions with them, going into the villages and documenting the progress and positive stories that most people in America, unfortunately, still really haven't heard much about. What was interesting is I went to our YouTube page a few minutes ago. Last week, I reported that 274,177 have watched one or more of our hundreds of videos, all raw footage, and just a week later, it's 276,538. And that's with no advertising. I live on a small fixed income, so there isn't funds there to promote. It's all word of mouth, so I'm really excited. It appears like the numbers of people watching the videos is accelerating month to month, so I'll be really excited to report our first million, because that's our first goal here. But anyway, for the last almost 9 months now, we've been involved with a strategic partnership with an alliance of military support groups. www.r4alliance.org. When I first talked to Bert Gillette, he told me they had 19 members, and I was excited because I had been talking up working together with groups for a long time, and most of these groups led by veterans or veterans involved with them, and now just a little over 8 months later they have over 50 members, so it's really, really growing. And if you've missed any of the programs we have done now, I think we've interviewed 35 members now, plus other programs, over the last, like I said, almost 9 months. Just go to our website, thankyouforyourservice.us, and there's an article there on the left column. It says talkingwithheroes.com features new programs with members of r4alliance.org. You'll see tonight's program in there. Every week we add a new program. Well, on this program, we have another member of the R4 Alliance. I've actually interviewed two gentlemen with this organization called World Team Sports. It's www.worldteamsports.org. And we've talked about these organizations. We've been promoting them for a month or two now about their 2005 Face of America Bride in D.C., actually from the Pentagon to Gettysburg, 110 miles with about 600 riders. I'm really excited because I get to actually be flown there. We're going to be filming there, doing interviews. Andy LaPointe and his son Ryan are going to come out with the video equipment. They're actually going to be doing most of the filming, but I'm just going to kind of hang out with them and hold the mic, I think, a little bit. But I'm going to enjoy every minute of watching what's going on there. So we're going to talk tonight with Richard Reinhardt. Richard is a director of communications with World Team Sports, and also on with us right now is a gentleman, Harry Carr. He is a disabled Air Force veteran. He's been on numerous rides like this. He's going to be there. I was just talking before we went on the air. He's got a team of about 20 people who are going to be riding together. And so what I'd like to do now, with any further ado, is welcome to the program Richard Reinhardt and Harry Carr. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, first of all, Harry, thank you for your service to our country. Richard, what you're doing, what you've been doing for years is absolutely amazing for our veterans, and I want to thank you for that. And Van, I'm sure he'll be listening to this, Van Brinson, he's a veteran, and I've interviewed him before. Thank you, Van, again. I'm looking forward to meeting in D.C. But Richard, why don't you get us started? Tell us a little about yourself and what led you to World Team Sports.
Well, I'm a journalist by training, from schooling, actually. And basically, I heard about World Team Sports about 5 years ago and just applied to see if I could possibly get a job there as director of communications. And absolutely, to my surprise, I was selected and have loved every minute since then. Working in events across the United States and up into Canada, and meeting people like Harry Carr and getting to know them better, and bringing more and more injured veterans and injured civilians into World Team Sports events, because we basically create inclusive events that are for both able-bodied and persons with disabilities. And these are everything from bike rides, like our Face of America ride coming up this April 24th through 26th. We have an Adventure Team Challenge in Colorado. We have every few years the Can-Am Veterans Challenge, which Harry rode last June. And we occasionally do the Sea to Shining Sea, which is a cross-country bike ride. So there's lots and lots of opportunities for people to get involved with World Team Sports, particularly veterans, who are interested in, being active physically and, getting out and doing challenging things.
Okay, and Harry, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? If you could start out with your military service, talk about that, and then talk about the rides you've been on.
I was in the Air Force. I was active duty for about 9 years, and due to a service-connected neurological issue that I had, it led to a grand mal seizure and then a couple of strokes, later affecting balance and then ultimately causing a visual impairment. I learned to deal with it, and at about 4 years ago, I really got heavy into adaptive sports. Learned about a local organization. I had moved from Florida to New Hampshire, and I learned about a local organization, the New England Handicapped Sports Association, and that really kind of led me to my adaptive sports. I was introduced to a recumbent cycle. And from there, my cycling kind of took off. I've done quite a few rides. And then somebody led me to World Team Sports, where this is actually going to be my third Face of America. Proud to say that. And like Richard was saying, last year I was involved in the Can-Am ride. That was a ride from Ottawa, Canada to Washington, D.C., and it was nearly 800 miles, and that was a great trip. It was 15 days, and it was a very inspiring trip. And then he had also talked about the Adventure Team Challenge, and I was a part of the Adventure Team Challenge in 2013 in Grand Junction, Colorado. And as he was also talking about the Sea to Shining Sea, I haven't been on that ride. But that's nearly 3,800 miles, and that ride goes from San Francisco to Virginia Beach. And hopefully in 2017, if the organization decides to have that ride, I would like to be a part of that.
Wow. So now you were telling me before we went on the air that you have a team you put together, 20 people, right?
Well, I didn't put it together, Bob. I'm sorry. There's a gentleman by the name of Bill Hamilton, and actually I met Bill back 4 years ago on that, and he was the one who actually introduced me to that first recumbent cycle ride that I went on, and he was the one who invited me and to join his team for my first Face of America ride, and that's Team Tyler Hamilton. is the name of our team, and Bill Hamilton is, like I said, our captain. And we have a great team. We have a great team of able-bodied riders, and also we have a bunch of Army guys that, like I said, we have a great team. So hopefully we'll get a chance to interview with you at the registration. I'll see what I can do to gather our team together, and would like to talk to you about that.
Yeah, that would be great, because that's basically what we're going to do Friday, the 24th. Is we're going to be near the registration table, and you know, we want to do as many about 15, 20-minute episodes, video episodes, as we can with teams and organizations. So, yeah, definitely, let's get your whole group together. That'd be fun. So I'm going to come back to you in a minute, but Richard, talk about the Face of America Ride and what's going to happen.
The Face of America Ride has been around since the year 2000, when it was originally run as a cross-country bike ride, sort of what Sea to Sea is doing at this point. In more recent years, after 2 years being the official 9/11 commemorative ride from Ground Zero in New York to the Pentagon, where we had, you know, like 1,500 people riding, we then redirected it, and it's now from Washington, D.C. to Gettysburg, to the battlefields there. And we have this year about 600 people participating in it, you know, riding along. And of those 600 people, there are about 140 injured veterans who will be participating. And these injured veterans are, you know, people sort of like Harry, and they have a variety of different injuries that they sustain through their combat service. And that ranges from blindness to loss of limb, post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, all these different issues that people have picked up through their service. And the ride is designed to basically get people back active, get the veterans back out and being active and riding and having a good time. And it also helps build a sort of a new community for them too, because for many of these veterans, after they left the service, they sort of lost their support group at that point. And so now a lot of the new veterans coming in to the ride, they don't know anybody, and they're sort of like, well, how's this going to work out? But I think Harry could confirm that after you do one of the rides, you've made new friends for life, that it's sort of your new support team that, if you're having a hard time or you just want to talk to people, you now have a new support network of people you met at Face of America that you can call or send emails to and network and go out to other events, from other organizations across the country.
Wow. Now, your World Team Sports is one of the first, Philly is one of the founding members of R4 Alliance. Is that true? Did I get that right?
We were sort of in the second wave. I guess there was the founding members, and then we were right after the founding members. So we're sort of almost founding, but not quite.
Okay. I think we have a caller here. I believe it's Bert Gillette. Bert, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, great. Here's Bert Gillette with R4 Alliance. Got Harry Carr on and Richard, Bert. And I know you wanted to say something, I think, to Harry, right?
Well, I just wanted to say how excited I am to be joining the team. And Harry, I'm looking forward to meeting you and riding with you. I've got to be honest with you. Throughout this last month or so since I signed up for the ride, I keep looking at 120 miles and consider the fact that I've only ridden a quarter of that distance. So any advice for a rookie?
Well, I don't know if I can answer that, Bert, because as I've got my recumbent bike sitting right next to the door waiting to go outside. It snowed today about 3 or 4 inches in New Hampshire.
Need to get some snow tires.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we've had a long winter, but I've been doing a lot of training inside. I said the same thing back in 2013 when Bill Hamilton said to me, he said, Harry, I want you to go ahead and ride the face of America with us. And I said, Bill, how long is it? He said, 110 miles. I said, Bill, I don't know if I can even ride 5 miles, let alone 100.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
You know, I got a pole put on the back of my bike, and, you know, like everybody else, and there was times when I needed it and times when I didn't. And, you know, lucky for me, I live in New Hampshire where there are basically a lot of hills and mountains, and there's not a lot of flat land for me to ride on where I live. And, you know, it just became I just fell right into the group, and I just felt a part of it immediately. And very quickly, that long 110 miles didn't bother me like I thought it would. And, you know, I was, you know, we were making it to our break areas, and then we made it to our finish point. And I was like, wow, this wasn't that bad. So, Bert, I think you're going to have a great time with our team, and I think you're going to fit right in. I'm excited about meeting you and having you be a part of our team, and I don't think you're going to have a problem.
I appreciate it. If my legs burn out on a hill, can I hang on to that pole and have you give me a toast?
It's funny you say that, because there was one of our team members, mentioned no names, but he'll know who he is. I peeked back one time, and I went to go look back, and I realized that I was the only one pedaling for a long time. So So hang on to
that's
hang on to the bar. I'll bring you for the ride.
All right, sounds good.
Well, I'm looking forward to getting as much as we can of this ride on video for you all, so that everybody that's hearing about it can actually see some of what happens. That's going to be a lot of fun. I wish I could be on a bike or something too, but all I've got here is one of these go-go scooters since my last surgery, and I don't think it would keep up with any of your bikes. It is really slow. So that's okay. I'll be in a car, and we'll be filming. That's going to be fun. So, Richard, talk a little bit about there's one aspect of this ride we haven't mentioned yet. It's a fundraiser too, right?
That's correct, and I would be remiss if I didn't mention that Bert is actually the leading fundraiser on Harry's team. So, you know, it's his first year on the team, and I'm sure that they really like that he's on their team because he's raising more money than anyone else is, which is fantastic.
That's a great job, Bert. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Well, I got some help from – sorry, go on.
Go ahead.
Oh, I got some help from family and friends just doing Facebook posts and things like that. And then I got to tell you, the R4 Alliance Board of Directors caught wind of it. And we're really excited about the opportunity to come and show some solidarity to support one of our members. And by the way, the first new member outside of the original 8 founding members, that's who World Team Sports is. So they were number 9 of what's now over 50. So, anyway, the board got excited about it, and this is the first time we've had the opportunity to support an event like this with one of our members. So I wouldn't be in the right state if I said it was all me. I went to the board of directors. They got excited about it, and all the board members came down and really helped support the fundraising aspect of the ride, too.
Well, and speaking of the fundraising, each of the participants accepting our injured veterans have minimums that they have to raise to participate in the ride. And the money that we raise through the event, that goes, one, to pay for the event. You know, we have lots of food, we have sag wagons, we have entertainment, et cetera, you know, a big banquet in Arlington. But we also pay for each of the participating injured veterans. You know, we pay airfare for them, you know, and we have lots of people coming from across the country and even Puerto Rico this year. We have some Canadians coming, and one rider from Denmark who Harry knows from our Can-Am ride. Jens is coming. So,
that'll be nice.
It should be great, you know, for people meeting all these different riders from across the country, and that's really the face of America. Once we sort of covered all the expenses of, you know, the participating veterans and, you know, the cost of the porta potties and everything else for the ride, Then any money that's left over goes towards other upcoming events for our organization. You know, that includes the Adventure Team Challenge in Colorado in September. We have the Coastal Team Challenge in August in Long Island, New York, and several other events that are coming up this year and next. And we were just looking at some statistical information for our annual report last week and discovered that I believe it's 89 cents out of every dollar that's donated to World Team Sports or through sponsorships too. You know, that goes directly towards events and supporting, you know, injured veterans and injured civilians participating in our events. And, you know, that's actually quite remarkable because, you know, I'm sure that many of you know that a lot of nonprofits will have, like, you know, well, 30% of each dollar goes towards, you know, 30 cents out of each dollar goes towards our programs, or, you know, 40% or 50 or maybe 60. But, you know, for us, it's like 89 cents. So it's, you know, we're sort of a lean and mean staff.
That's great.
Yep. Yeah, well, you've been doing this for years. Yeah, I agree.
The mark, a lot of times in the industry, a lot of folks say that the mark of a great nonprofit is one that can be 80-20, and World Team Sports exceeding even that is pretty remarkable.
Absolutely. So I have a question. I've had a number of people, you know, we have our Indigo campaign going on, and I'm getting a whole bunch of people I've never talked to before contacting me, and some of them are saying, what can we do? Can we go? And I went on your website, and it says there's actually a waiting list now. What if people want to go there? So I had a couple ask me last night. He's a retired gunny sergeant and his wife. And can they just go there and, like, watch it? Or can people do that? Or
sure.
Is there a way they can help out?
Absolutely. Yeah, we actually filled our injured veteran list of participants completely the day after Christmas, which was literally about 10 days after we opened the registration this year, which is a fantastic new record that we had never experienced before. It usually was like, you know, mid-March or early April that we'd be closing registration. But this year, I think the word is finally starting to get out to, you know, injured veterans across the country that this is a really cool thing to get involved with. And so next year for 16, we're expecting that's going to fill up probably within a week of the opening of registration. So Harry and others will need to, like, really get on the computer and sign up right away. But we do have a waiting list, and there are a few people on the list in case we have any people who drop out. And, you know, obviously with you know, persons with injuries, sometimes medical reasons and other issues crop up that, you know, that's why we have waiting lists that we can fill those positions so they're not wasted. And as far as other people coming, you know, we'd absolutely welcome, you know, spectators to come to either the beginning of the ride in Arlington, which is early in the morning of April the 25th. It's like 7 a.m., so it's really early if you're in the D.C. area. But it's you go to the Pentagon. I guess it's called the Sheraton Pentagon City Hotel, which is right next to the Pentagon. And everybody is out there about 6:30 or so getting ready. So that's a great way to send off the riders. They also take off from Frederick, Maryland the following morning early once again. And then the big place to go to, and I would highly encourage people to come to this, is that in Gettysburg, at a place called the All-Star Expo Complex, which is next to the Eisenhower Hotel in town. They have, you know, we basically take over the expo center there and have flags and have, you know, like, the military people there, and a big crowd from Gettysburg shows up. And, you know, that's a great way to sort of welcome in 600 people. It's like a parade coming into the complex there. You know, and I'm sure, you know, Harry has written it, so I'm sure it's probably impressive to come in and see the crowds cheering you on.
Oh, I was, the first time I went through those Hollister cannons, I was just amazed. I was speechless. It was an incredible ride.
So people could definitely go to worldteamsports.org, and we have a Face of America page there that has information about the ride. And that also links directly over to our, we have an event site, And during the ride, we're going to have live GPS tracking of the riders. So if you're sort of along the route and you're wondering, you know, when they're going to come through, because I've talked to a few people who are going to, you know, watch for the riders to come past their neighborhood, you know, in Northern Maryland, this is a great way, watching this GPS, you know, on your computer live where they're at. But I'd say it's an incredibly moving and interesting and fun experience to be there when everyone comes in, and it's quite the thing to go to.
Richard, if I could, you were talking about the way it filled up so quick with veterans this year.
Yeah.
If I remember last year, I think we about used every recumbent bike on the East Coast that we can get our hands on.
Yeah, well, I think we're using most of them this year too, and we're actually looking to buy some that we can have some on hand in the future too. So, but we're doing the same thing in Colorado for the Adventure Team Challenge, that we're buying recumbent off-road bikes that we can just store, because we're getting more and more people who want to participate in these events, and we're getting more sponsorship and more support from donors. And so we're looking to grow these events. We're looking to start new ones in the next few years. And so, yeah, it's quite the experience.
Okay. I have one question that was asked me late last night, and I maybe there's an answer here, but at the All-Star Expo Center, are you going to have, like, people paying to have a booth there, or tables, or information tables, or anything, or is it more for the gathering?
Yeah, at the All-Star Complex in Gettysburg, we have a big lunch that goes on there, and people can buy tickets for that through our website. You know, it's like $25 or something like that. But you get a great lunch, and the local residents of Gettysburg have, like, the best dessert tables, several of them, of all sorts of desserts you could ever imagine. And it's like a, you know, I've never seen anything like it with that many desserts, and they're all great too. Mm-hmm. But there are a lot of military units will come and set up, like, different units that you can sort of look inside and you know, crawl around and so on. And they have, it's sort of like a little expo going on there, you know, and we're doing the same exact thing in Arlington, at the Host Hotel on Friday, where, organizations like the R4 Alliance will have tables set up there. So, you know, participants coming for the ride and sort of doing their rider check-in. There's also going to be, you know, several different tables to go to where there'll be information about other events and other services. There'll probably be free things that you can pick up. We'll have a World Team Sports booth there too, where we'll have clothing and other sort of items that you can buy from us. None of it's very expensive because we're usually trying to just sell it off. So it's a really a festive experience either at the beginning of the ride or the end of it.
Okay, one of the couples was saying they wanted to bring fruit and juice to give to riders. How would they contact somebody? Is there an email contact form on the website?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, they can go to the website and contact us, or it's just info@worldteamsports.org. And that will get us information too. Because we're just looking to get more and more people from the community involved in this incredible event.
Great. Yeah, I know they're listening right now too, so they're smiling because they want to be a part of this in some way. Like I said, he's the one that I tell you about. It's a gunny sergeant, retired, and his wife. Cool. Okay. Now you're also on Twitter, World Team Sports on Twitter. What about Facebook and other social networking pages?
We definitely are big into the social media. You know, along with Twitter, we have Facebook, we have LinkedIn, we have Footstomp, which is the military sort of Facebook, and we have Google Plus too. So we're sort of covering all those places. We have a Flickr page where we post all the, you know, the photos from events, and we have a YouTube page where we post videos. So hopefully, you know, Bob, your team can get us some great videos we can post up.
Oh, we're absolutely planning it. Matter of fact, Friday you were talking about R4 Alliance booth. I think you're going to have our Talking with Heroes table somewhere near there. We'll have a banner so people can find us, and we'd like to go as you know, as many of the ride, the teams come up to there, and we'll do a video episode with each of the teams and organizations.
Excellent. I'd like to see that.
Yep. And by the way, I also have a company. I'm hoping I can go public with this pretty soon, but we may have another site, Richard, to put the videos on. They already have 500,000 coming into their website every month. It's a streaming video
Wow.
and audio site with music and everything. So they're actually based in Long Island. So I was really excited when I saw about the Coastal Team Challenge. I know Perry, the owner, is going to want to know about this. He's going to probably want to help with it.
We will look forward to that.
Okay. We're kind of getting on the end here. You know, I always like to ask people, would you all like to give a shout-out to the troops? You know, we've got troops in many different places right now around the world.
I do. I want to thank all of our troops. You know, they're out there fighting for us, and they're keeping us safe. And I wish all of the guys and girls out there come home safe, guys. We want you back, and come and join us, and we would love to have you back and ride with us and get involved, and we'll get you back into the community, and we're there for you. So kudos out to everybody.
Well, and on behalf of World Team Sports, I just want to say hello to everybody across the world, and you know, think about World Team Sports and getting involved with our organization. We've been involved with working with disabled and able-bodied people for a quarter of a century now. We have a long background with veterans back into the 1990s. We had a world ride where, you know, Harry was probably like riding completely around the world. And then we had a Vietnam Challenge back then where, you know, veterans from both the U.S. and from Vietnam, you know, former combatants, you know, rode together in peace and went from Ho Chi Minh City, or went from northern end Hanoi down to Ho Chi Minh City. So, you know, we absolutely have a commitment to working with veterans and look forward to meeting more in the coming years.
I'd like to say for our four, thank you everyone out there for their service. We think about you a lot. There's a lot of people back home that care about you, and they're excited to see you come home. And when you do, come and get in touch with us at R4. We've got members all over the country, and we'll find good things for you and your family to do while you're doing that transition back into civilian life.
Great. Well, thank you guys for being on tonight, really appreciate it. And look forward to getting there and getting started and doing what we do and helping you get this message out. I'm excited looking at your list, Richard, too. I don't know what's going to happen after this next surgery I'm going through, but I hope I can help you with the four I'm looking at right now. That would be really kind of neat. At least Long Island, Colorado would be great. So we'll see. Right now we're focusing on the Face of America ride. So thank you very much. I appreciate you being on tonight. Look forward to meeting you all.
Looking forward to meeting you too, Bob. Richard, Bert, see you in a couple of weeks, and thank you very much.
Absolutely.
And, Harry, if I don't meet you beforehand, if you see somebody hanging onto the bar on the back of that bike getting towed up the hill, it's probably me.
looking forward to it, Bert. I am.
All right.
And I know Billy is just laughing right now. All right. See you guys.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you, guys. And everybody, wow, it's been a great program. And, you know, I always like to say this at the end of the program. You're listening. You like what you're hearing. We need your help to get the word out about these programs. And like Richard was saying, being on the social networking pages, we're on all the social networking pages he mentioned. We have posts about this show and all our shows. And when you see that post, share it with your friends on your social networking pages. I mean, this is how our numbers are growing. It looks like 2,000 a week right now on YouTube, word of mouth. You know, I've sent out news releases. I haven't heard anything back. But people are sharing, and that's what we're asking every single person to do. And if you're listening and you're going to be part of the Face of America ride, you got a team or you're an organization, look for us on Friday, And then on the road for the ride, you know, when we're going to be filming at some of the stops, and, you know, you come in, you see the camera, you want to come up to the camera and talk about what's happening on the ride and the people you're meeting, great, do that too. And so thank you very much, everybody, for listening tonight or weeks and months down the road. And to all of our men and women who are serving around the world, thank you for your service to our country, all veterans, thank you for your service, families. And for those of you who are in areas where you could be in harm's way, be safe, stay alert. God bless you. God bless America.
Thanks, Bob.